Jeez, finally. Only 10 minutes left until I can go. God, I hate detention. Only have to count ceiling tiles a little longer. Sure. I have a pencil you can borrow. Here. Yeah, just give it back to me before you leave. Okay. Nice to meet you too, I guess. My name's Bella. How am I doing? Fine. I'm fine. Alright? I look like something's bothering me? Well, yeah, considering I had to wake up at 6 in the morning after getting barely any sleep to come to this glorified prison of a place for 7 hours of pointless lectures and relentless social anxiety just to be told I have to stay for an hour and a half before I can finally go home. Yeah, I guess you could say something's bothering me. Whatever. Just leave me alone, okay? Hey, I'm sorry. That was really rude of me. You were just trying to be nice. I shouldn't have said that. I've just had a really bad day. I didn't mean to take it out on you. Okay. Thanks for being cool about it. Why'd you even start talking to me, though? You just wanted a pencil, didn't you? The pencil was an excuse to start a conversation? Not a very good one. Oh, nothing. But why me? Aren't there other people for you to... Oh. I guess not, huh? Well, I'm sorry you're stuck here alone with me. I'm probably the least enjoyable person possible. No, I'm serious. You'd probably be better off just staring at the wall until we can go. Funny? No. That's not me. I just say things like they are. I guess it just sounds funny sometimes. Well, I guess I can't argue with that, so thanks, I guess. How'd you even end up in here? You seem like the last person I'd expect to see in detention. You were talking too much to other people during class? I'm sorry. That's just such a dumb reason. I can't believe they would really put you in detention for literally being too friendly. What? I have a nice smile? What are you... I don't know what to say to that. I should do it more? You mean smile? Yeah, right. I don't know, I just find it hard to smile when I think about how I'm an incomprehensibly insignificant being who exists for no longer than the blink of an eye in the cosmic of time. And cold and unfeeling universe. I'm sorry. I went all doomer mode again. I just don't even understand how you can find the energy to be all smiley and cheery every day. I mean, does anything bad ever happen to you? Don't you have, like, worries and disappointments and enemies? Oh. Oh. That's how you can even, like, get out of bed? That sounds awful. I never would have thought you were going through something like that, but it's just, no. You can't just look at the bright side all the time. Don't you ever get tired of acting like you're okay? Yeah, okay. I see how it is. So, life is hell, but we have reason to be happy because this awful world also happens to include puppies, ice cream, and rainbows. Flawless logic. Puppies are the product of thousands of years of artificial selection in order to bring out desirable traits and make others extinct. Ice cream is basically just poison for your body that tastes good and costs money, and rainbows are just sunlight and water, by the way. I should have known. All you giggly, friendly, attractive types are the same. I told you, talking to me is a waste of time. I'm sorry I even kept this conversation going. We could have avoided this whole situation if we had both just stayed quiet. This is what I get for giving people the benefit of the doubt. Hey, why are you getting up? What are you... What was that for? I seemed like I needed it. Well, I didn't, so... Yeah. Okay. So what if I said you're attractive too? You are, but... That has nothing to do with this. No, it's not like I didn't like it. I just... Ugh, this is so embarrassing. Yeah, I know with only two students here, it's embarrassing because I always act all apathetic and aloof and all that, like I don't care about anyone else. You hugging me makes me feel like I need attention and care and stuff. It just feels so weird. No. There's a lot wrong with being vulnerable. If you just walk through life with your heart open, it's gonna get trampled. You need to hold everything in. Never let people know you're weak or they'll come for you. That's why I don't need you or your hugs, so just leave me alone, okay? No, my eyes are completely dry. Just don't look at me, please. There, now you can go. You don't have to bother talking to me anymore. Yeah, it was nice meeting you too, I guess. Bye. Wait. Hey, wait up. I'm sorry. Again. You didn't deserve that. You're such a sweet person, it really hurts seeing you upset. Even more since I was the one who caused it. No, it's okay. Stop being so nice to me. You saw that I looked like I wasn't doing great, so you tried to cheer me up. You even freaking hugged me. It's like the best thing anyone's ever done for me. Well, hell, you totally blew my belief that all people are assholes out of the water, and all I did in return was tell you to go away. Like I said, I'm not really used to the kind of attention you give me, so I kind of freaked out. I know I don't deserve it, that I don't deserve you and all your kindness. Not at all. Especially not after being so mean to you, but I like it. I want more of your attention. I want to get to know you better. You're so pleasant and considerate and understanding. You make me feel ways I didn't know I could. You're like my missing piece. I've been so lost and sad and angry all this time because I never met someone like you. But if you want me to leave you alone, I understand. I'd probably train all of your positive energy anyways. God, I'm such an idiot. Hey, what are you... okay. So that was a bit more than I was expecting. I was taking too long to do what? I already said a bunch of stuff. What more do you want? A crush? No. No, I only said I like you and that I want more attention from you. God, that's still so hard to say. I don't get crushes. That's all mushy, dumb, lovey-dovey stuff for chick flicks. Whoa, hey, what? You can't just hold me like this and keep putting your lips all over my... blushing. No, it's just hot out here, is all. What? Yes, it's December, but this jacket I'm wearing is very warm. So, do you maybe want to see each other again? You know, maybe somewhere other than detention? Not exactly the most romantic, I mean, the most comfortable of places. I never set a date. You need to stop putting words in my mouth. But sure, if you want to call it that. It's not like I care or anything. Really? I mean, yeah, alright, cool. Great. If you say so, or whatever. Okay, right after school. You better not be late. I'm actually really happy. I thought you wouldn't want anything to do with me after that. I guess I'll see you later then. Okay, bye. You stupid jerk. Hey, you're right. Maybe I should smile more. It's not so bad.